approving the minutes from the December 1st meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from the December 1st meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. On to our second item for business is an update on the joint rodeo meeting with CUNA Stampede, and then come to a decision for the CUNA rodeo for 2023. Any discussion?
Did you fill in anybody that wasn't at that
meeting? I did speak with Chris. I did not speak with Morgan or Nate, but everyone else was there. Just on how it was a very good meeting. I think it was very productive. We got all of our questions answered. If they had answers to some of our questions, it went very productive. And then how we stuck around at the end and had a conversation about if we had questions for each other or how we kind of felt moving forward and to have this meeting. So a general census was kind of given, but if there's any specifics that you guys want to ask or get covered, I think this would be the time.
I have no questions.
I think the biggest question that I received from Bobby Rossadilio, besides, you know, what we had discussed for our other questions that we may have had, was just once the bylaws come out after this, if we decide to move forward and the decision is made, the bylaws, we do have a say in if we wanted to add or remove within reason.
Chris Ingalls, city clerk. I think everybody got a copy of the ordinance. The bylaws are a separate document than the ordinance. The first step would be the ordinance that the advisory committee would review, make any recommendations to changes. I think kind of, hopefully I had laid that out in the email. And then it goes back to legal only to make sure that none of the changes being made or, you know, violate any kind of state code or local codes. And then if he has to counter back on any of those changes, it would come back to you. Otherwise, it would then move forward for ratification from council. So with that being said, if you have recommendations of changes for the ordinance or anything like that, certainly that's what you guys are to do, what we want you to do. As far as bylaws separately, my recommendation would be probably to travel through the 2023 year under the ordinance if you make that choice to continue forward, and then determine later on in 2023 if you really do need bylaws or if you have enough flexibility in the ordinance itself that's codified, because the codified ordinance is going to be the dominant document anyway. The bylaws really just are a policy document, and I think you would know better after maybe a season what kind of policies you feel like you want in place. Certainly, that's just a recommendation from staff, and we'll certainly work forward with whatever direction the committee would like to go.
So I wonder if when we've been saying bylaws, if we really mean ordinance. Because can you break that down? Because reading the ordinance is kind of what I thought was the bylaws. Can you kind of, for someone who doesn't know, in layman's term, what's the difference and when are each used so that I might get a better understanding?
Sure. I'll try and give the best summary I can. An ordinance is a law. It is restrictive or regulatory in nature. In this case, not all ordinances are codified, Some of them are land use, have to be published, and they're recognized. A local government's ordinances are recognized as their laws. And so in this case, the ordinance for this committee will be codified and in CUNA City Code along with the other advisory or governing committees that are part of the city's laws. A bylaw or a resolution is a policy in nature. I don't know if you're familiar with state or not, but it's similar to like IDAPA. It's a policy. So this is how you apply the law. This is the steps you use to use the law to get to, you know, the required end.
Okay.
If that kind of...
Yep. That makes a little bit more sense. So I think in my mind, at least, I was using the word bylaw when I should have been using ordinance.
Yes.
So, okay, perfect.
I think so. Yeah.
And then you did answer that question. So any other last minute kind of thoughts or questions that anyone wants to state?
I know that we also talked after the last meeting that this group would also be charged with essentially finding and creating, for lack of better words, a multi-use facility
with
the land.
Not finding. We are working with the BLM to, so the layout of the BLM land is not the 20 acres that we're talking about over here on Meadowview. It actually abuts up to like Birds of Prey area, the bigger vast of out there at the BLM. And so we're looking at securing for active event, probably 50 or so acres that adjoins to the bigger lands to make an all-out recreational area.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the request is, does this committee have interest in helping guide and advise amenities and uses on the broad spectrum, not just for rodeo or livestock, but, you know, all uses. So, we need to get through the BLM agreement, interagency agreements, but once that's in place or once we're getting closer, then that's where some things will move as a permanent home, uses, what prep do we need to do for different uses, look at, you know, long-term planning, short-term planning, capital improvements, what do we anticipate those costs to be, a lot of different factors like that. As long as the overriding guidance on that is that there's no exclusions. You can't exclude anybody from public lands.
And that, I think, was the bulk of our discussion outside of history, that we really wanted to make sure that we would be working toward a facility or facility use that would invite the greatest number of people to use this property in the greatest number of ways.
Yes, that's exactly.
We don't want to narrow focus on rodeo, recognizing that it's somewhat seasonal, mm-hmm. if it's an outdoor arena, and not everybody's into rodeo. But we know that the community can certainly benefit from, so many people in this community could certainly benefit from having facilities that would enable year-round practicing, and we could, you know, we tossed around, you know, 4-H and FFA kids practicing showing, you know, before market or before county fairs and that sort of thing, just the ability to ride. And then we also did talk about what were the learnings from last year. I was not a part of the planning last year. I just watched it. I can say that a couple of things that I would be intent on is making sure that we have the right size arena, because there were some mishaps. And it appeared to be due to size of the arena itself. I think in run-in on both nights, there were accidents which can lead to injuries, and so we want to avoid that.
Can you explain run-ins?
When the rodeo starts and all of the
The grand entry.
The grand, grand entry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just the serpentine nature of trying to do routines and such. There were some mishaps, and then just the mechanics of when you're running barrels. So the girls have the longest run possible to run as hard as they can to the finish, so they can get their best time possible. Versus knowing in their head, like, I got to pull up because I got 30 feet to stop my horse from running into the end of the arena. So having as large an arena as possible from that standpoint, from team ropers to be able to make the turn so the healer can you know, get the catch. And so I think that was something that I noticed on that arena, was that it was a little bit smaller and would benefit from being bigger.
Okay.
But then in my head, I was like, I don't know how we make a capital improvement on someone's personal property. Like, how
right.
We as the city would invest in that.
So I'm going to try.
It's not a question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not a question.
It's not a question that needs to be answered.
Well, I just, yeah, I will say this, because I think this is part of the discussion tonight. If the advisory committee wants to move forward with a 2023 rodeo, selecting that date, my next step is I will, and of course the advisory committee is welcome to attend council meeting on the 17th. I'm asking for a bunch of money that night, including rodeo money, for the bleachers to have fabricated and to do a sole procurement just based on timeline and localness. But with that being said, the arena itself, we're going to have to build that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a whole new design.
Mm-hmm.
But the hope of the design is the structure is stable and it's dependable and it's safe, but know that we're going to move it at some point. So as you've talked to Gail, it needs to be longer, wider, you know, those things. I know we need at least 4 bucking chutes, you know, those kind of factors. We need that design.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know what's that material, how much that going to cost. You know, do we hire a pack of welders? How does all of that work? We're going to rely on that guidance from you to let us know what steps, so I know how much money to ask for the committee to be able to make these purchases.
And I think we have a wonderful committee member to help make those decisions.
Is that Mr. Henderson?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I heard there was rumors, but...
I think the biggest thing that, you know, I finally mentioned something to someone about our decision. I've been very tight-lipped about it. And I think the biggest reasons that I had, you know, my opinion is to move forward with our own rodeo in 2023, just because the basic, I called it 1 or 2 red flags and 1 yellow flag based off of facts of how things have been, you know, going and the answers that I heard. In my opinion, there was just enough red flags where I wouldn't feel comfortable moving forward with them. As comfortable as I am here with having the city behind me, with a great foundation of your rodeo behind us, and not only that, but also the financial backing too. Because everyone always goes over budget, and we have help when we do that. And we do have already finances collected as a rodeo. So that is my recommendation. Anyone else want to say something so it doesn't look like I'm the one pushing
this? No, I completely agree. I think what we all applied for and were welcome to do is participate in continuing the history of the CUNA Rodeo. It was resurrected last year in amazing fashion, and you know, that's what we signed up for, and that's where my interest lies. Is to continue this event. I think we continue it on on Labor Day weekend. And I think we do the best we can to create the best facility and have a short-term plan and a long-term plan. You know, like I mentioned, to where the majority of people will be able to enjoy this land for a long time to come. And I think that's our recommendation.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree, too.
let me clarify so I understand, so the city understands. So it's the direction from the advisory committee that you want to move forward with the 2023 CUNA rodeo, which will be the second rodeo, and that you want that to occur over Labor Day weekend, which date-wise, for the record, let me make sure I have the right dates. Because, you know, there's always a rule we can follow somewhere.
Second, third.
First and second.
Yeah.
So it'll be the first and second of September. Oh, yes, you're working that weekend. Okay, you're fine. We're fine. So that'll be September 1st and 2nd. I would ask if you would confirm direction that I will announce tomorrow on the rodeo Facebook page and website that will be the dates of the 2023 CUNA Rodeo, be the second annual, that I will contact the ICA to let them know that we will conduct a prime rodeo on the first and second. And that make the request that no other ICA rodeos occur that weekend within a certain radius of the CUNA rodeo. Would that be your direction?
I would say wait until Tuesday for the broader announcement, so we're actually in the calendar year.
Okay.
And it's like, yay, look at us, happy new year, we're proceeding.
Okay, we can do that.
I think Friday messaging just gets lost because we're on holiday weekend.
Okay.
Social media messaging is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:07 a.m. Just so you know.
Write that down.
Did
you write that down for me?
It's 10 a.m. Yeah, I just did research on that too.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:07 a.m. Okay, I'm going to ask then for you to make an official motion and vote for me. And I would ask that you would request, for the record, a roll call vote on that, if that would be acceptable to you, Vice Chair.
Yes. Also, before I do that, though, I just want to, is there a way that we feel that would be the best way to notify the other Stampede group?
They can see the notification that goes public next week.
That's up to the committee. The city doesn't have a stance.
Okay, that works for me. Can I have a motion to? Do I say the whole thing, or do I? Okay, can I have a motion to continue with the 2023 CUNA Rodeo as our own entity with the City of CUNA, and have it be held on the 2nd and 3rd of September?
First and second.
So moved.
Second.
Can I have a roll call? Any further discussion?
No.
Can I have a roll call?
Sarah Goodpasture.
Yes.
Heather Owen.
Yes.
Gail Cutsforth.
Yes.
James Henderson.
Yes.
Terry Keller.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Staff will follow direction on that. When would you like to meet again? I think everybody has a copy of the ordinance, but we would need to meet again so that you guys can advise a time range at least on dates. I will tell you I'm blocked out for meetings the first 2 weeks of January. I have about $10 million in grant applications that are due that I have to get in. So. None for you.
So
yeah.
If Thursday's been working for everyone's calendar, it looks like January 19th.
That should be
time, same place.
January 19th. Got January 19th.
Do you guys want to be fed?
No, save your money.
Well, it's the rodeo money, so.
Save your money.
Okay.
Sarah said she liked free food the other day.
We can bring potluck.
No, that's fine. Is there any other direction for staff from the committee?
Thank them for their patience as we work through this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
I will notify you for certain time and amount that I'll be requesting on behalf of the committee to council on the 17th.
Perfect. Oh, and then great. So then on the 19th, we'll have an update from that meeting.
Yes. So that's good time. Good. Yes. And of course, if anybody wants to attend the council meeting and speak, you just let me know. I'll make sure that you get an opportunity to present. So, I will actually be asking for to build a police station, security system for the police station, some engineering on a signal for a grant project, rodeo. Like, I'm asking for a ton of money and. That's really the only time they talk to me is when I want money. So, all right. Well, thank you very much. City appreciates your direction, and we will follow through. And Tuesday at 10:07, we will announce the second 20 rodeo for 2023, and I will contact the ICA and let them know that we do not wish to have a second ICA rodeo within the radius of that weekend. So,
perfect.
Okay.
Great. There has been an application for another board member since we are moving forward for a seventh one. We can invite that person to join the next meeting and put it on the agenda to have them approved, if that is okay with everyone, to invite him or her.
They would actually come on as a pending member, invited as a pending member, while we go through the process of you guys sending, reviewing the ordinance, then I got to take it to council and have it ratified and published. So then it becomes official. So it is a little bit of a longer, but you can invite them to participate as a member pending ratification from council.
Perfect.
Okay.
You guys like that idea? Mm-hmm. I figured it was a good idea so that they can not start by getting hit by a brick wall, they could at least somewhat get a running start. So, any other discussion? I think this is the quickest meeting we've ever had. I don't know what to do. Can we make a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? This meeting has been adjourned at 6:24 p.m.